The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
In Form 1, we were being, when, similar, you're now in a new class, met with different people. Firstly, people obviously have to start socializing. Wase wanaulizwa, unaishi wapi Nairobi, unaishi wapi Nairobi, unaishi wapi Nairobi, Kisumu, Nakuru. And then some, ikanifikia, someone asked me, unaishi wapi? And then I was like, Kakamega. And then he burst out laughing. Hey! Me at first, I was like, Kwani, what's wrong? What's wrong with Kakamega? What's wrong with Kakamega? And then I asked him, okay, why have you laughed? And then akaniuliza, mbona hauna accent? I was like, this is mad. This is mad. And the funny thing is, my sister went through the same thing in her class. People burst out laughing when she said she's from Kakamega. I was like, so people really compare from where you are. There was even at he, like when you, first you're being allocated a cube, yeah? Your cube mates are from other forms. Our cubes are not at he all form ones. Our cubes were two form ones, two form twos, two form threes, two form fours. When they ask, I remember I was being asked, I was asked, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Kakamega. A few months into now being in school, umezoea na people in your cube even. I remember one of my cube mates was like, honestly speaking, I was like, this is mad.
It's your boy Billy back at it with another episode. Hope you guys are keeping well, keeping safe amidst the pandemic, and things are going well thus far for all of you. And for all the support you guys have shown the podcast, all the love you guys have shown the previous episodes, again, merci beaucoup. Today in studio, my guest is Faith Ngina, studying journalism at the University of Nairobi. She's in her third year, and she's a professional singer, by the way. And she went to Kabarak High School. Kabarak Munanga, this in you. Yes, sir. And we're going to talk about, for her being in such a school, which she terms as a small Kenya, what are some of the new things and very different perspectives she got from her experience there, and even in primary, from family dynamics to teachers using a theory which they call they break you to make you. So you have to listen in to hear what that is all about. And even coming out here, how these things, she's seeing them in real life, how these things happened, how these seeds were probably planted in high school. So yeah, so we can delve right into that.
Oh my God. Like, you see how in high school, it's like they break you to make you.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you're leaving school, you're traumatized. You basically, like most of the time, how people leave high school, the first thing they'll do is cut their hair, dye their hair, or go silent, cut everyone off and such things.
Mm-hmm.
It's to forget that. I feel like it's something that has happened and I've seen a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
So I always feel like maybe it's psychological. It's like, we're now changing. We want to shed off that skin.
Tell us a bit about that. Like,
so for example, okay, let me explain that. For example, I was in Kabarak, right?
Yeah.
And in Kabarak, you know, you're always told, first of all, kuna the pressure from parents. Oh, you know, you're in Kabarak, you must get out with an A. Uko Kabarak. Mm-hmm. Them saying Kabarak is reason enough. And then there's obviously when you're in school now, you get the pressure from teachers. I remember the teacher who would be like, utendaje nyumbani useme uko Kabarak na hauna A or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's pressure, and then tena kuna that competitive nature within the students. And then obviously it's a miss school. So in as much as you're doing your studies, kuna drama, because at the end of the day, you have a social life that you're supposed to be maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much going on, and it's like kuna pressure mob from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I was done with Kabarak, I think the first thing I did was dye my hair.
Eh.
Yeah, I did. I dyed my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, funny thing, I didn't even realize what I was doing. I thought I was doing it for the sake of, I'm done. It's
for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then later on, people are like, oh, by the way, do you know, as a sign of change, people either tattoo or dye their hair or cut their hair or something like that. And then I sat down and thought about it and I was like, oh my God, maybe that was my way of now, like, shedding off that period of time.
Yeah.
And then for most people, they keep quiet. They don't even keep in touch with the people they were in school with for quite a while. And they say, Maza, I needed to forget that phase. It even happened when I finished primary. I was in boarding in primary. And mm-hmm. most people after primary were cutting people, like wananyamaza. They wouldn't even speak to their classmates. And when you ask them in the future, they're like, I just needed to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see like how even... class groups are created, school groups, such stuff.
Yeah.
Most of the time you live and see, like, there's this a friend of mine, anytime she's put in a group for mm-hmm. now as primary guys, immediately she leaves. And for her, it's just a matter of, oof, that time is past. I'm very sorry, but I don't want to remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, mm-hmm. so I kind of realized that maybe anyway, when people left high school and even primary, that's if they did boarding most specifically,
uh-huh.
they would do something so that they just shed off that. It's like shedding off skin, like how a snake would do. So people will just do something to get their minds off it. But anyway, I don't know. I've always believed that. But I don't know what other people think, so...
So, with these traumatic things, I'd like, from your experience, do you realize that a lot of people actually did this? Like, it was something that's very rampant amongst people. And if that was so, do you think, like, some of the things that this... That, as you said earlier, that they did this to break you, then make you. Do you think, first, it was an effective way for some people? Like, did some people actually cope with it? Amma, everyone was affected in some way. Some will realize immediately after they finish. Some will realize way later in life. And two is for others who per se did not cope with it or who are broken down, kabisa, were some people not able to be made again? You know, like when you said they broke you to make you. Some people were never, quote unquote, made. That phase of making didn't happen to them.
Yeah.
So they remained broken for... Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, let me start with the first question. It affected everyone in one way or another.
Uh-huh.
It can be a positive way and a negative way. But mm-hmm. I can say everyone was affected. And you see, mm-hmm. everyone was receiving different... how can I say? Like, my experience is very different from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, like me, when the breaking came in with you have a twin sister, or so she's doing better than you, why are you not doing better than her? Such stuff. And then mm-hmm. I remember there's a teacher who came and told me, Ngina, your mom is always crying. I'm like, gosh, you don't even talk to my mom in the first place.
Mm.
But they were telling me, they tell us such things. So, like, okay, unajua, I don't want to call it banter because banter is very light.
Yeah.
But let me explain it. Let me give a story time. Oh, Lord.
What we love to hear.
We had this chemistry teacher in high school. This teacher used to give us papers. He was even my class teacher. Yes. Chemistry teacher and class teacher. So this man, he's breaking down ilikuwa kukuchomea.
Mm.
That's how he's going to break you. And it's not light kuchomea. It's not light. Zingine zilikuwa zina pierce.
This one's for...
Zingine zilikuwa zina pierce. So it used to be funny. When it's not your turn, mazee, you're cracking up. But if it's your turn, you're quiet. You're quiet. And it's not at he used to even make it funny kiplani because maybe alikuwa anaisema na some kikali accent like oh Lord this man
I'm sure your schoolmates are knowing
obvious anyone who went through that man's chemistry class knows what I'm talking about alikuwa na kuchomea adi uko like wow okay and then now because he's our class teacher obviously kulikuwa na siku zenye na release results sasa tumeenda dining hall wame release the results sisi hawakuwa wanapima hizo ma merit list kwa board they never did that every class was given their own then he'll come back to class obviously he'll go through that because he's your class teacher so unachomewa tena ay Lord he'll tell you how your mother is always crying atakwambia unajua wengine wenu mnaanguka kwa sababu hamjachilia marinda ya mama oh like Lord kazini tulikunyonya Lord bad and then during so now our class hey Lord I don't know I think my class was have you ever met people who are very smart but we have some mutual friends who are my classmates and you can tell our class oof. Anyway so now similarly stimeletwa we were number eight but no one in our class had below a C+ in as much as we were number eight you get So he came to class akatuliza one by one. Wewe unadhani utapata nini KCSE? And let me not lie to you. He'll tell you, misioni ukipata hiyo. Outright in KCSE. And then he tells you, misioni ukipata hiyo. One by one. And then you see, this is almost KCSE. You don't need teachers. You don't need a lot of pressure. You're already receiving way too much pressure. You don't need it. Hautaki ifinyiliwe saa yote. Because you can break down. Honestly. Kuna pressure ya wazazi. Kuna pressure ya family in general. Because family is like, walipeleka mtoka barak. And then, now the teacher. So I remember he came to class. And I remember he asked me what I wanted to get. Akaniambia mimi sioni ukipata hiyo. Outright. So so there was so much pressure. So for him breaking down ilikuwa hiyo kuchomea. Kuchomea mtu. And then for me it was kidogo added because whenever merit list inatoka, those this you know how there are these teachers who are friends to your parents.
Yeah.
They call us. So I remember there was this one who was my dad's friend. He'd call me and then he'd compare me to my sister. Twin sister. First of all, we have different strengths. So that was another point of being...
Let's even delve into that, especially now that you had a twin sister in the same school, doing the same exams and all of that. For you, even when this just used to do that, how did it even affect you psychologically? Because I know for some people, when... you're compared to your sibling, for example, either you shut down or it brings a barrier between you and your sister, or you just build resentment towards your sister because she'll always be the better person. Ama, you just start self-loathing yourself because, you know, you now don't even put in the effort because you know your sister will always be better. So why should I need to try? So for you, how was that like for you?
For me, okay, my sister and I... were close. We were really close. Because pia alikuwa na receive pressure. She was being compared to me. Number one, my sister is very book. I don't want to call her bookworm. She's just very good when it comes to math sciences. vitu za tech and all that. Yeah. And then on the other hand, for me, I'm very, my strengths are in humanities and languages and arts.
Yeah.
So now, yeye alikuwa anapata pressure ya, oh, you know, your sister is in co-curricular activities, but you're not. And then mimi kunapata pressure ya, oh, you know, your sister is very good at sciences and math and like you. Kaizo. So my sister and I would talk about them and they were, zilikuwa zinabu. Honestly speaking, zinabu, zinasinya. Because every time you walk, a teacher will be like, oh, you know, your sister is doing this and this and this. Why are you not doing this and this and this? So, like, if a normal student is being broken down by one teacher, when it comes to me and my sister, kila msia kona wawili, mwalimu wake na mwalimu wangu. I won't lie to you. We were very close, but at some point, I think I shut down. I was like, I lost myself kidogo. I won't lie to you. Because at some point, I was like, gosh, what's this? What is this? Nilifika form three. Nilifika form three, and I just remember shutting down. Kwanza, I remember that day, the teacher called me out. Alinita nja class. Akanichomea the whole way. Hey, let me explain. So there's this place called the Highway in Kabarak. When it was it was between the ilikuwa katikati tuition block, basically. It was long. Let me not lie to you. Kutembea na mwalimu, hiyo njia yote na anakuchomea uko like, guy. Oh my God.
It's even longer than the usual days.
Yes. The whole time. Na seti ni kukuchomea ile normal ati, oh, you know, nah. He is getting deep. He's pulling the big guns. Uko like, guy. Telling you how, I remember being told how, you know, your mom is always crying. Your parents are so disappointed in you.
Dead ass.
He told me my parents are now depressed because of me. Hi, I've never forgotten
are
that.
Are you serious?
Hey, he told me so much. And then akaingia sasa kunichomea coding to my sister because my sister was very good at chemistry, number one. Mimi niko hapa nina struggle. So ameingia hapo tena. He's like, kwani, are you sure you people are sisters? You're like, what the hell? Hey. So me, that happened in form three, and that's when I started shutting down. So I used to, I was struggling. And then form four, so between form three and form four, me and Kwana struggled, honestly speaking. It was too much. And then for my sister, on the other hand, ilikuwa ikikuja vitu ka prize giving, and I hepa walimu.
Because
now, first of all, during prize givings, I used to do solo verses, and then I was in the choir, right? So I remember my sister alikuwa na hepa walimu siku za prize giving because angeambiwa, oh, you know, your sister is doing this and this and this. What do you do? You get?
Yeah.
So now you see, it's a place where they expect you to balance everything out. So kuna pressure mob. Because you can be too good in your academics, then wanaanza kuku grill over how you don't even participate in anything else. Then you're participating in these things, but pia una, you're being grilled for your academics. So they wanted you to always balance it out. For me, it got after your situation, ya kulizwa what grade I'll get in KCSE. Kila mtu aliulizwa though, and I remember the night before our first exam. Yeah, music practicals. Mazi, music students tulipitia. We used to sing till midnight. Anyway, the day music practicals was the first exam. So I remember the night before he called me out of class. And deadass, this man told me, by the way, Ngina, mi nono kitoka hapa na D minus.
Serious. Like, he seriously said that, Amaya.
He told me that. He seriously told me that. And I was shocked. And then akaniambia, sasa utaambia nini watu wa nyumbani? I was like, guy. As in Hadi Leo, let me tell you, it was bad to the point that I even remember the spot we were standing in. Akiniambia hivyo. And this is the day before you start your KCSE exam.
Yeah.
It was mad. But yeah, so I really feel like kila mse ako affected na yokitu. You can't say there's someone who had a smooth sail. Because sometimes a teacher will come to class and tell you, oh, you know, in as much as you're reading too much, ebu atajaribu kutoka na ka certificate. Unakaja hapa 4 years na ujayona njia gate. How? Something like that. So, I feel like for Kabarak, they always expected you to balance everything at once. And kuna in a letter pressure mob. Ilikuwa in a letter pressure mob, honestly. Mm. Honestly.
So, even now when you finish, after experiencing all that trauma and all of that, is it when you finish now, like for you, when you dyed your hair, was that the beginning of your healing journey? And even to date, do you think those things still affect you? Ama, are you past that? Because for some people, I know some of these things that the teachers used to say still affect them till date. You know, some things people say really don't go away. So for you, what's that like?
Okay. You see, the dying thing, that was just like, I think for me, misikwa naifikiria hivyo.
Yeah.
It was until later when there was a tweet being read and then ikakuwa mentioned and then it became a whole discussion and I was like, oh my God, this is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for me, I think ilinihit after KCC's results zitoke.
Uh-huh.
Because between KCC kuisha and KCC results kutokezea, bado uko you tensed, you don't even sleep okay. God, you're just like, guy, maze. That's when you even start saying, aki God, ata 2C plus ni sawa. I just need to go to the university. Your brain, it was uneasy. So for me, my healing journey, I think, started after KCC results.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that's when my parents asked me, my mom talks to me. She was like, so memaliza high school, how you feeling? Minkam, I broke everything down to her and I told her this is how I'm feeling at the moment. And when I spoke to her and Karyalez, nyewe nilikuwa messed up. I was really lost. Because at some point, I was lost. It was like, you tell me, you can even compliment me. But I'm just like, I'm not seeing it. I actually decided to work on it, and I decided to work on it even with my sister, because it's something we had to sit down and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, fine, we've come to a conclusion that none of us likes being compared to the other, but we need to work through it, because at the end of the day, that's just how it will always happen.
Mm.
I mean, tulikuwa compared down to the courses we are now taking.
Mm-hmm.
Always be like that. Even how we dress, even how we do our hair, will always be compared. So mm-hmm. It was a personal decision that we took, and we were like, okay, now we can work from here.
Mm-hmm.
The main things those teachers said to break you for the sake of making you, I can say I'm resilient, I'm very resilient, and I'm very strong.
mm-hmm.
Actually, anyone who went through the 844 system, akafanya KCSE and everything. I won't lie.
Shout out to them.
Shout out. I swear. Because, people go through the most. And then, during that period, tena, when I was talking to some of my friends, and we would get into discussions, and then, una realize, enyewe, kila mse alikuwa anapata pressure. Because I even remember talking to a friend of mine who happened to be a prefect in Kabarak. And you see, for Kabarak, they choose you according to your grades.
Mm-hmm.
So, pia wao alikuwa na more pressure. You see, when you're walking through school, you don't think that anyone else is going through what you're going through. Mm. It's until afterwards that mkika chini muonge, you're like, oh my God, you actually felt that way. I also felt that way. But you never looked like you did. Yeah, you also didn't look like you did. But anyway, we are here. I feel like at the moment, it's made me such a strong person. but I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way to break someone to make them. And it doesn't have to be through demeaning them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I can see. But yeah, it's like my healing started after results. Squeezy, I look back and I'm like, gosh. Wow. Okay. Nowadays I look back and I'm just like, okay, that was too much, but it may pita. But yeah. But when you're going through that, you feel sometimes even I remember the days I would wake up and I'd feel like shit. Like you're just going through the day, koziko. But at the end of the day, when someone asks you what have you learned today, like any new thing you've learned today, you look at them and you're like, honestly, I don't think I even remember.
I'm glad to be alive now.
Yeah, honestly, like there were days you wake up. Kwanza, I remember in Form 4. In Form 4, after we started doing music practicals and everything, see, lazima practice. Oh, you know, you need to keep your voice warm. You go dance till God knows what time. Sometimes I would wake up and I go through my day. By the time I'm going to bed, I'm like, oh my God, what has happened? Because it's like a drunk person. Just walking. Yeah, hajui pali yako. Yeah, kutu. He's going through the day like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some days were very blah, and some days you wake up and you're like, okay, sour. But other days, you just feel like, oh. And especially after tumefanya exam, before the your time and your results zinakuwa released. Eish. That was a dark time. I used to hate this period.
PTSD.
Let me tell you, till today, I thank God. Kabarak, normally we used to have 3 exams in a term. Thank God. I don't think I would have survived every other 2 weeks like other schools. Actually, they used to do exams every other 2 weeks.
Us used to do twice a term exams. Even if we do that every 2 weeks,
Missing a survive. Primary, I barely survived that. High school. No. Or this thing for Achi guys. Oh, for us when you open school the next day, exam. The one I'm very sure I couldn't stand. And you just sing a survive Neo Achi, you guys get to school and that night you start with an exam. And you're not told.
Imagine you get survive. Since mean you survive.
Oh my God. When you're closing school, yeah. Similar patungwa report card, newsletter.
Yeah.
For us, we were given an exam timetable. Were you guys given an exam timetable?
That's mad. Oh, exam table for the next term.
See, we were opening school and then the next day we're starting with exams. So when we're going home, tunapatiwa exam timetable.
Yeah.
That's
so much pressure already. Yeah, unaenda kuexplain ya mzazi about this past exam and then you already have to read for the next. You know, for us, we knew at least when you arrive in school that same day at night, you have an exam. So at least I think one of the reasons was to make sure everyone comes to school on that first day. But
mbona msiambia ni karatasi mnaanza nayo? Surely. That's mad.
Hey, unafika shuleni unaambiwa, unajua leo tunakuwa tunaanza na swa. Okay, sometimes they send, like, you know those fununus to you here, and then you just believe. And then sometimes you just get to school, and then that's when you see the timetable, and you're like, hey, he's just a mayor, but oh well. The whole holiday and I'm just so makitu.
Honestly, I think I'd poop my pants if I got to school and I'm being told you're starting with math or physics. Ha!
Ungezoya.
No thanks. But no, because you mentioned how parents, they check the report card and everything.
Mm.
Do you know our grading system was shit?
Same.
Yo.
These schools. Defund these schools.
Our grading system was a pit. And then, hey. Wow. Aki parents. African parents. We love you, but guy.
And then at that point, your parent didn't want to understand.
Yes.
88 or 90. They're just wondering, why don't you have
an A? Why don't you have an A?
Now, Kwanza attack on a B plus, because the B plus is a 70, 79 or something. But Bada attack is and I shall get to this person.
B plus me 70 something. Moko lucky. Hey.
Kwani B plus in uni?
For us, an A, which is B plus, wait. An A started at 90, right?
Uh-huh.
A minus starts 85 to 89.
Uh-huh.
B plus 80 to 84.
Hey, bro.
So, I,
damn.
Uko na wale cousins wenye wako shule zenye A inaanzia 70.
Mm.
So the report cards come back home, they have a B plus, and you're here umeuma C, and you guys have almost similar marks, but your parent won't understand that.
Parent anaona at the end grade. A, we are kuna A, ukuna.
Yes. Alafu, another thing I really didn't like with the report card is, okay, Kabarak, ukiingia simerankiwa according to your performance in KCPE.
Yeah. Same.
So the, mm-hmm. Yeah, so kulikuwa na your rank imekwa kwa report card.
Yeah.
So I remember my parents would compare that number
mm-hmm.
with the position I was in that term.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Una regret ad you collect sasa mbona hata nilipata 400 KCPE guy. It was mad. And I used to feel like it was only us because me never saw that anywhere else. And it was too much pressure.
Even us, we had that resistance. Even us, that thing for your KCP. So KCP apo ulikuwa sijui na 400 and what? Hey, in the report card, you're top 100, top 50. Wow, haja results ikuje. You never see that position again.
And you know the funny thing is, unaona that ranking thing, eh? I have a friend of mine mwenye rank yake ilikuwa 001.
Mm.
I can't even try to imagine how his report card days were going, because I...
Hakuwa ifika uko tena.
I mean, primary is very different from high school. Number one, kuna watoto kasi si wenye tulikuwa Western schools.
These Western schools, surely.
Tulichapwa into getting those 400 marks.
Hakukuwa na option.
Hakukuwa na option. So, umefika, now it's now when you're supposed to be showcasing. Because, yeah. For example, this friend of mine who is rank 001, he was in a Western school, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I even know the school. At this school, you cram. Like, you know, ule ukiingia music room, you'll hear people singing in choir.
Yeah.
These guys used to do that in class. Like, they sing. Like, my bro was even in school. So, when I hear my brother devising, he's like, playing nilots in Kenya. No. Oh my God. So this is a student who's not understanding. I'm a cram too.
Kwa exam. Asahau.
Asahau afterwards.
Yeah.
And then now he's entered a school where you now need to
understand the
learn how to apply. Yes. You need to understand and learn how to apply. I can imagine that shift for him was very hard. But I can't even imagine how his report card days were going. Because for me, I used to hate them. And they were always the same day. Unakaa nyumbani 1 week. You're 1 week. Obviously, you've woken up late a couple of days. Because umetoka shule. Number two, umekuwa ukiwatch TV and you've been on your phone.
Mm.
You've been sleeping at like 2 a.m. because of watching movies. And then you've just been lazing around, you see, because it's been your first week.
Yeah.
Alafu, I remember for my dad, it was always after that 1 week, that Saturday now, after supper, anaulizia report card. So now he's going to be looking at your report card. And at the same time, I'm a pick up makosa zote umefanya during the week.
Eh.
Zinongezewa hapo. Oh.
And because of the time you've not performed well is when you make all the mistakes in that 1 week.
Yes. Oh my God. There's even this time. I remember. But this didn't happen in high school. This happened in primary. Nilitoka shule. Sek, nikenda saloon. I didn't kafanyiwa manicure. And then I remember that term I hadn't performed well. Then my dad was like, kazi yako tu hapa ni kutoa masikio na kujipaka. You text. I'm like, guy.
But there's something you said earlier, now that you've been in primary boarding, high school boarding, and obviously I think definitely your experience with even seeing various family dynamics is more vast than mine, for example, because for me, being in primary, I was in a day school, yeah? So I think day school and being at a day school, private school, actually that give you that sort of exposure. So,
yeah,
you know, you think every family is like your family, like the people don't go through any. In high school, in primary, you're so oblivious of very many things. And so for me, I came to realize about some of these things when I entered a public high school. And so for you, since primary, what are some different family dynamics or some things that you saw in different people interacted with that really, you know, gave you certain perspectives and different and more deeper perspectives about even family relations, even when you went to Kabarak and even up to now? Like, you can take us through the time frames and tell us, compare and contrast for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So number one, before I went to boarding, I was in a school, a very small school. We were very few in class. It was always like, as in, ilikuwa inajulikana number 1, 2, 3 ni nani. Because I think we were 8 students. By the time I was leaving the school, my class had 8 students.
And 2 of them are you and your sister?
Yes. Hakuna streams. It's only 1 class. So I remember that class. I remember it was 5 girls, 3 boys. And it was always set in stone. Number 1, my sister. Number 2, my sister's best friend. Number 3, me.
Yeah.
It was always set in stone. Ata hijalishi ka ulipata 360 out of 500. It was always set in stone. There was no competition at all. So tukatolewa yo shule. And then I was taken to Buka. Buka is in Mumias. It's a private school. Day and boarding. So I did in class 6, second term. Number 1. I know I'm going to sound so, I don't know, but let me just say this. When I entered Buka, see, we were taken, obviously, mepelekwa dorm. I was very excited to go to boarding, by the way. In fact, it was our choice.
Crack. Yes. That's crack.
Till today, I don't know why we did that. Because, no, it's because most of the people in our estate will come in the high school and everything.
Oh, gosh,
boring. So we ought to, what am I saying? Tukamwa, twende boarding. I remember walking into class. Next to now, I've been nimetolewa administration block. So some of the girls from my class were my kama kani peak. And then I remember entering the class and my first, like the first question I asked myself was, mbona meja class hivi?
Yeah.
Why are so many people in one class? Number 2, the second question I asked myself was, why are you guys using this kind of desks?
It was, what desk were they using?
These normal ones. Imagine me is normal. This is a kufungua uneka kitabu na nifunga.
Kwa ni former school you come to me?
The school we were in, we were using these university ones, the one that you swing. And then you sit. And then where you put your books is under your seat. And then kuna shelves pia kwa wall. Mneka vitu zenu.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that those are my first two questions. Anyway, ilibidi ni adjust, but I didn't get why there were 40 plus people in class. And then mm-hmm. the first parents meeting, let me call it that. I remember seeing so many. Oh, a friend of mine was like, "Oh, Ebu, come say hi to my stepmom." I was like, "Stepmom? Wait, stepmom? Okay, sure." I was so shocked. I was so shocked. And then I can be, yeah, come say hi to my stepmom. Because me in my head, I was like, these things only happen in movies.
Movies, eh.
Okay, so, gosh, I sound so blonde. And then, so I started seeing the different family dynamics. And then I even started seeing a parent is not, a child is not speaking to a parent because a parent, I'm a katakumpatia something. And I was like, you guys do that. Yeah. And then now for me, my family nile, it's very normal, basically. It's a very normal setup. We talk very freely.
Whatever normal is,
Whatever normal is. Okay, me to me normal is that both parents are in the scene. You guys can talk freely. Mm-hmm. And if you try to ati unaonyesha mamako ama babako madharau ama utaki kumongelesha, you're punished. That was normal for me. And then obviously unajua tu wase wakiwa dom kunezo stories and everything like that. I could hear people talking of how, oh, my dad brought a new girlfriend, so and so has been beaten up by the dad, vibaya. They're going to, well, let me tell you the funny story. There's this story a friend of ours was telling us, and then she was like, imagine ilichapa nikaita children services. I was like, what? Ama, someone will be like, oh yeah, my dad refused to give me this and this, so I decided not to talk to him for a week. Like, okay. Wow. So I started seeing that and I was like, oh, anyway, the world out here is very different from what I've been accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't lie to you. Mimi, I think I was raised in a bubble.
Yeah.
In the sense that my mom was only, like, my mom especially would show my sister and I maybe the good sides. Atatuambia, she'll tell us, by the way, the world out here is not what you guys see. But we never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started experiencing it when you're boarding. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Have I been on the same planet with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then kuna yoya, especially the family dynamic, or you find ati a dad is coming earlier and then the wife will come later because they're not mm-hmm. talking to each other. You're like, oh my God, I've never seen this. This actually happened. And then where I started seeing where money was such a big thing, like you see absent parents and then they, for them, love is more money, more everything.
Yeah,
that's what they know love is. Half of me metoka place and I'm very open to my mom. I can tell her anything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was it. You see, now metoka place and when my mom tells me, Leo, I'm a bit broke, I'll understand. I won't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing all that, especially in students, we were young and dumb, but seeing all that at first, me peke yangu, without even being told stories, I was like, oh my God, wow. I've only seen this in TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that ka shift to high school was mad.
Mm-hmm.
High school, I saw a lot. Hey, not even in family dynamics only. Okay, family dynamics were more or less the same.
Mm-hmm.
But now, maybe not like Kabara kilikuwa Kenya ndogo. So apart from family dynamics, now nilingia Kabarak, and then I started seeing how things actually operate. And I remember before I entered Kabarak, my bro had told me, as in high school, vitu ni different. But me, I took it lightly. You see, I fika there and I see things, people, it's mad. Number one, money was everything. Looks was everything. If you have ass or boobs, that could be a plus for you. You see, so it was mad. I remember in Form 1, ilikuwa nasikia vitu and I'm like, what? Excuse me? Oh, yeah. In Kabarak, tukingia, ukiwa light skin. That's a plus. If you have a good body, that's a plus. If you have a sibling who is in the same school, just maybe a higher form, obviously, that's a plus tier. And then family dynamics. Now, this is why it got real, because these are teenagers now, you see. And so these teenagers, women's corner, they also have a voice and everything. So sometimes you can see it outright. Now, for me, for example, obviously, as a teenager, utakosana na your parent at some point. Most of the time, probably because of your results. But for me, for example, if my dad got mad at me because of my results, yes, I'd get mad at him. Ninge kasirika, but I wouldn't go to the point of, I'm never talking to this man ever again. He's not part of my life. But I saw a lot of that. And I would sit down. Sometimes I would sit down and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is mad. Like, mukosawa. You see, or someone just outright tells you, my dad is deadbeat, and yeah, he's not a part of my life. And I was like, what usually goes through their heads when they see these other families?
Yeah.
How they turn out to be, you see? The people who have watched their parents' marriages, wakiwa at that age, maybe their parents have divorced. The mom comes in the morning, she goes in the afternoon, unaona budake ameingia with a different car, like that. And sometimes you can think, when you talk to them, uko like, yo, it's affected them, seriously. Because there are people who say, for example, maybe they've seen their parents' marriage, how it stand out to be, and they're like, yeah, I can never get married because it's going to be, what proof can you give me that it won't turn out like my parents?
You get? Yeah.
Or, but people had very different stories. People were from very different backgrounds. For example, kuna the rich, in school, kuna that, there's that whole dynamic of the very rich people, and then there's the middle class. And you can see how people operate, and you can see how people think, basically. So utapata msemo nyako very, maybe they have so much money, you think their life is all roses and daisies, milk and honey. But when you talk to them, you find out that they're really broken. Some of them will tell you, I feel bad because my parents have always been too busy, even for me. You see, they even, during parents' meetings, you see parents' meetings is a whole day's affair.
Yeah.
Parents are coming here. They've discussed, I mean, party a do mom and a lot of shopping, and then they've left. You see, just for a few minutes. It's just like that. So you could get someone who's like that. Unadhani, their life is all perfect, but when you talk to them, it's hell. And then maybe for middle class families. Sometimes utona mse mwenye, not middle class necessarily, but now wase wa other family dynamics, maybe anaona babake ameingia shule, ana feel embarrassed. Because now you're in high school, there's obviously that thing of, hey, you see?
Yeah.
Kulikuwa na koka hype. It was stupidity. It was stupid. But you can see in affect mse. Utapata mse yako na stress, do maybe maybe the dad came in with the wrong car today.
Dad, why did you come with the Range Rover? I said you come with the V8. Daddy hate me. Ah. Now my friends are going to make fun of me.
Are you fueling it? Like, I remember there was this point in time, there was this math teacher. I'll call her to explain you how this boy was embarrassed because you, the parent, had come with a pidgeot. What's the pronunciation? That's the right one. Yeah. So, okay, scares of a story, and then now you start seeing them in real life. You're like, guy, oh my God, people are messed up out here. I'm also me. And then now, Ama, you get a student, their parents only came with maybe babaki alikuja na gazeti na simu for parents meeting. And then there's someone else mwenye, they were like a whole suitcase of shopping. A whole suitcase of snacks. So I could tell that some when I talk to some people about it, I was like, oh my God, people are going through the most out here. Just because someone looks all happy doesn't mean that kuna kitu haiwa affect.
True, it's actually crazy. Because I remember even running a poll on my Instagram and asking guys, for you guys, do you think that children, who do children form more resentment to? Is it the child whose parents are poor and weren't able to afford them the quote-unquote good things in life? Or is it the rich parents who give the child everything but weren't there, weren't emotionally available, you know? And those are dynamics, like for me and you, you can't really understand that, because just as you said, even for me, my parents, if it's school things, my parents, both of them showed up, like both of them. So both of them would talk to the teachers, both of them. And you realize it's a privilege, because some people, the parents would never show up, or their parents, as you said, would come for 5 minutes, waende. Yeah.
And then there's that whole aspect, even, you know, especially the emotional availability thing, grilled in their heads. There's no time for emotions here. It's a matter of books.
Yeah.
You see, so Pierre, say, and I go through something. So I was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, whatever I see in movies is actually happening. Because kuna ule student mwenye, for real, could not see a life out of their books because of what their parents have grilled into them. And then kuna wale students who sit down and they're like, my parents are emotionally unavailable and I need them sometimes. I don't know who to talk to.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it affects even how people relate out here, honestly. It really does. And then kuna ule mwenye amejikompare, oh, now my parents don't have this. Oh, now my friends will think, oh, you see, even where you see people talking about where they live. Nisawa, it's good conversation sometimes. But kuna mse mwenye akitoka kwa yo discussion ananza kujikompare.
True. Speaking of that, I even have an experience where, like, guys, a group of boys would ask, like now from fours would ask from ones, there's that stratification where, so the guys who live in Runda Karen will be classified in a certain way, treated in a certain way, then the guys who live in these other places treated in a certain way. I even remember the guy who now that pressure, he succumbed to that pressure, like they asked him, and this guy said, he lives in my estate. So, I knew this guy didn't live in my estate. Because then when this guy came to ask me, I was like, so should I bust his bubble? Because for him, I think probably just wanting to fit in with that cool crowd and wanting, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then I even remember in Form 1, thank you for even reminding me this. In Form 1, in a new class, met were different people. Firstly, people obviously have to start socializing.
Yeah.
And then wasi wanaulizwa unaishi wapi Nairobi, unaishi wapi Nairobi, unaishi wapi Nairobi, Kisumu, Nakuru. And then someone asked me unaishi wapi, and then I was like Kakamega, and then he burst out laughing.
Eh.
Hey! So, me at first I was like, Kwani, what's wrong? What's wrong with Kakamega? What's wrong with Kakamega? And then I asked him, okay, why have you laughed? And then Akaniuliza, mbona hauna accent? I was like, this is mad.
Yeah.
This is mad. But and then the funny thing is my sister went through the same thing in her class. People burst out laughing when she said she's from Kakamega. And I was like, so people really compare from where you are. Now for us, the stratification and everything, it was from Ulikwa primary gani. Obviously there's the Riara people, there's the Makini guys, kuna the Mech guys, when you're kwa mejaza shule yetu. And then there's Kabarak primary. So many schools there. And then at least I had few people from the school I was in, but you could see the difference in how people are being treated. Oh yeah, there was also Kilimani Junior. You can see the difference in how people are being treated. And if you're not able to separate from that, it will affect.
Yeah.
Vibaya. And I could see it sometimes how it would affect people, and it was mad. I used to sit down and I'm like, oh my God, this is... Because even when I entered my cube, there was even when you're being allocated a cube, yeah? Your cube mates are from other forms. Our cubes are not at all form ones. Our cubes were two form ones, two form twos, two form threes, two form fours. When they ask, I remember I was being asked, I was asked, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Kakamega. A few months into now being in school, umezoea now people in your cube even. I remember one of my cubemates was like, honestly speaking, I was like, this is mad.
Are you?
This is madness.
Uh-huh.
You're being judged. Like, a first impression is made of you just because of the school you are in, where you live, something like that. And then there's this other crazy thing. Yeah, parents meetings and some parents coming in with maybe helicopters.
Hey, Kwani shule zenu. Hey, yawa.
Oh, not even that. Actually, I'm a stretch. One maybe a family has come in with two cars. And you could see the drama around it. You could see it, trust me. You can just see it. You see? And then, so none of these different classes already. So within a class, they're like mini classes in those classes. It was mad. Sometimes I could see these things and I was like, oh my God. If I didn't have older brothers to show us the ropes, I think I would have suffered.
Your pressure ni kuua.
Hey, because unona like inasumbua mse vibaya, inasumbua mse. And then you could clearly see, alafu kuna mental health issues, which again is very sad. It's not spoken of as much as it should. So you get maybe someone is from a very well-off family, but then they're obviously maybe not okay.
Yeah.
And then pia nakuwa judge from that, you have everything. Why you like this and like this?
Yeah.
And then under these mental health issues, those even took us self-harm. Let me tell you, I used to see these things in movies. When I walked into that school, I saw everything.
Yeah.
Think of. Another thing I remember when I entered, I was being asked about relationships, like if you've ever kissed a boy or a girl. It was also an issue when I entered school. Your body type. For example, mimi nilingia shule, I entered tulikuwa form one, which year? 2015. I was 13 turning 14 that year.
Mm-hmm.
I am basically like the wall, flat. I'm actually done. Yeah. And then, I remember there's some from two dudes who laughed at me because of that. And I was like, guys,
for real?
So many issues. Yeah. At some point, I was like, oh my God. Up until I realized, oh my God, kuna vitu za body shapes. I even remember I went home and read a whole article on it because it's like, oh my God, me used to think you blossom and you blossom. Iko nini? I didn't think it was something that people would discuss at sit down and be like, oh my God, ude mako hivi hivi ovi. Looking like this. I never thought of it as a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that what I realized it was serious because of that. And then when we were in Form 1, there was this classmate of mine who had a very nice body. She had a big ass and it attracted the whole school.
Yeah.
It was just kills around her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, it is actually a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how it affects someone.
Yeah.
Number Oko High School, God is your makeup, technically.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be doing much because you're still developing.
Yeah.
So, okay, now, and then, but now it gets a toll on people because obviously, kuna late bloomers, ka sisi, and then there are those ones who started blooming when maybe when they were in primary and everything like that. So, utapata msamiji beat down because, oh my God, yako hivi, mimi mbona siko hivi. Such things. Mm-hmm. No, no, flat tummy.
Yeah.
Imagine I knew about it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy, like how people will. It was just a mad thing. So there's the family dynamics, there's the mental health thing, there was the how you look, even color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the deep issues. I swear, mm-hmm. I saw tribalism in that school outright.
Eh.
Outright. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Eh.
Those are nepotism, which I won't lie. In a side younger, when you're in those shoes, it kind of helps.
Obvious. If you're benefiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, Mimi. Number one, I hadn't gotten the pass mark to enter Kabarak. The only mm-hmm. reason li tetewa vizi ninge Kabarak is because I have a twin.
Mm-hmm.
Twins cannot be separated when they're still young.
Mm-hmm.
That was the motion. That was the whole thing. So me, I entered school because of something that I'm very sure is not legal, but it benefited me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's tribalism because, number one, the biggest population in Kabarak was Kalenjins.
Mm-hmm.
So you can outright, like, kuna mse mwenye atakosa, maybe because he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also family names. Family names were a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ukiwa Kabarak and maybe tseme you're from the Moi family.
Mm.
Kuna packs. not, actually, I'm not saying, it wasn't that obvious, but ukiwa wale wasi wakuchunguza, because I'm very observant. And I listen to discussions, I'll be like, oh my God, wow. So it's a big thing. I remember this Biwot family. It was a big name also.
Mm.
I even remember some teachers asking me when they heard of my name, they're like, are you from the Uhuru family? It was a big thing. I was like, no. You see?
Mm.
Like they ask you which family you're from. Vitukaizo. Corruption. I think corruption was in every school. Honestly, I think corruption is in all schools. Obviously, kuna ile corruption ya high end. Obviously, enye tuko tunaona. Mm-hmm. But kuna hizo za chini chini za ku bribe.
Yeah.
Wachi, akuingizi snacks ama ku bribe prefect or such things. Vitu ka hizo. Mm-hmm. But with my whole experience in high school and seeing all these different, these tiny, tiny aspects that mm-hmm. people talk about, I could clearly see that, yeah, I'm actually in a small Kenya.
Mm.
Technically.
Which is wild, because when we come out here, we think at these things start in politics, but we can literally see the root of these things are even in our schools, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, we always think...
Sometimes, even, like, sometimes you hear the stories that your friends are giving you and you're like, oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I'm technically in a small Kenya when I'm in high school. So when we come out here and we wonder why these things in Endelea, it's because PSSC to Lifunzoku
high school. Those seeds were already planted. Mm.
Yeah. We saw it happening. It benefited us and we continued to move on with life.
Yeah. Because we think ati power reveal, power tree changes someone. But that seed has already been planted. So put in the right environment, for sure, that seed will have to grow. So for even as we wind up for you, what do you think are some of the things that you'd perhaps change from your high school experience? Like, if you're, because I'm sure there are many things, even because we talked about so many things from the trauma to the family dynamics and all of that. What is the one thing for you you'd change?
The one thing. So I took out of all the things I would change.
Yes. Well, I know there are a lot of, that's what I say, I know there are a lot of things. So just choose the one that's top of your list.
The top of my list would be the break them till you bake them thing. I think that's the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
In Asha na ingine apo, there are two that are the top of my list, by the way. There's that, and then there's a stratification.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that change. It wasn't getting any minor issues.
why are those your top two?
My top two is because those are two things that contribute to so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes someone won't realize it's affecting them when it really is.
Yeah.
Kitu stratification can lead someone to depression, which is a whole mental issue.
Yeah.
And then there's this issues ka ku lose confidence in yourself, not seeing yourself, not feeling worthy of yourself. It comes from these two things, honestly. Because I honestly believe if you're going to break someone till you make them, just don't demean them in the process.
Because
the demeaning aspect in Afanyangan say I lose themselves. It makes someone think they're not worthy of themselves. And you know, the worst part is you never know if this person will ever come back.
Yeah.
To Ama, if they'll ever work on it, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. And it's not like they follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very 50-50. I think those are two things that changed. And also the stratification. I think basically most of it goes into mental health, basically. Because someone comes out here and if they decide they're not going to work on maybe what happened when they were in school, life will be very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah.
It's true. I think for a lot of people, some people never actually really recover from what they just say. Because again, a lot of times we are taught to seek validation from people older than us. So that's either our parents or our teachers. And when either of these people don't get that validation, or that the cause, the ones who break you even more, it becomes even worse, because you wonder, like, what will I amount? Because I'm sure even for some people, when your class teacher was telling them you would get that grade, you actually believe that, it becomes your reality, and you just won't get that grade because of what this teacher said. And then there's people who will be like, boss, let me prove this teacher wrong. That one, you know.
Yeah. But honestly speaking,
mm-hmm.
the whole notion of your KCSE grade determines your future, it's a scam.
Gina, that one we have to unpack in another episode. You know, that one we'll sit and talk about that properly. Because even us, I think right now, even me, the grade I got there is not even helping in this podcast. Okay. Maybe the English grade is helping.
That's why they say most bosses are the ones who got C.
That one will that even that one need to unpack. That one yeah. will need to unpack. You know, your parents are PhD holders. Unadanganya watu wapate si hapa. Guys, no. Gina si wadanganye. Ah, yeah, yeah. Let me close this podcast here before Gina lies to you. Gina, tawewe, Gina is going to get her PhD by 35. So let her not lie to you, listeners.
Surely.
Let Gina not lie to you guys about getting C's. Gina is getting A's in university as well. So let her not lie to you.
Wish you guys lovely. You are any speaking.
But I guess that is all we have for today, folks. So please feel free to tell us what are your thoughts on the various things we talked about, from the family dynamics to just trying to break us to make us and all of those. And feel free to tweet at the Busharian Pod and follow us on Instagram at the Good, the Bad, and Busharian, and just give us a few of your insights on all these things we've talked about. It's crazy that a lot of these schools, as we said, are a small Kenya. The things we see happening in the government that we complain about over and over again as we rant on social media are actually happening, yeah? And the seeds are being planted as early as our high school days. Sometimes we don't even realize it till we now look back and we're like, oh, so that was what that was all about. So thank you guys for listening this far. Have a lovely week ahead and cheers.